it's Sophia Franklin. You are listening to Sophia with an F.
Hey, Sleuth.
And the F is for phenomenal. This podcast is rated F.
I think that's what you should do, baby girl. Withhold the pussy, which you should have been from day one, considering he's giving you UTIs and a bacterial infection back to back to back. Be like, I am protecting not only me as a person, but my vagina as a vagina.
Now this is my kind of content right here. From visionary filmmaker Luca Guadagnino comes Challengers, starring the absolute queen herself, Zendaya, Josh O'Connor, and Mike Feist. Zendaya stars as Tashi Duncan, a former tennis prodigy turned coach who has taken her husband Art and transformed him into a world-famous Grand Slam champion. To jolt him out of his recent losing streak, she makes him play a challenger event, close to the lowest level of the pro tournament. But her strategy takes a turn when he finds himself standing across the net from his former best friend and Tashi's former boyfriend, Patrick. Past and present collide, and tensions run high. Tashi must ask herself, what will it cost to win? See Challengers only in theaters April 26. Get tickets now at challengersmovie.com. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show, Sophia with an F. My name's Sophia, and first of all, subscribe. Let me just let that sink in. Subscribe. I'll say it 58 more times, but I'm gonna let it go. I am recording this by myself a little bit. I do actually have a host here. Her name is Ali Asmar. She's one of my really good friends, but she's not gonna be really involved in the episode. I'm just using her as a very attractive host. Basically, yeah. I am recording in sunglasses. We're recording from my apartment. And I did want to do an entire episode on me because why the fuck not? And I do have a lot of updates for you guys, but I think it would be the most appropriate thing at this juncture to give back to the sleuths and answer your questions, listen to your stories, and give some advice. Because those who can't teach, teach gym. And that is what I'm here for. Also, I am going to be in Las Vegas because my team right now, who I love more than anything, and I would not be here without them, these people that I work with are either related to me or have been my best friends for a very long time. Yes, we keep it professional. Sometimes lines are blurred. A lot of that has to do with me. And it was just time for us to have a retreat. And so because of, you know, how dysfunctional of a team we are, our retreat is going to take place in Las Vegas.
Where else to bring the dysfunction?
Because I just think there's something about Las Vegas. It really hones you in and you get work done there. Like, distractions are a minimum and you can just really hone in on the work and, you know, the five-year plan.
Oh, that's where I would go for sure.
It's going to be great. And I will check back in with you guys and also update you on, you know, the rest of my life, which may or may not include a breakup. Sophia and her newly single era. But that's not what I want the focus to be today. I want the focus to be on you guys. And Ali, I want you to go ahead and fucking take it away and hit me with the first question.
Perfect.
What are the sleuths up to?
Hey, Sophia, what should you do in the morning after sleeping with someone? Should you get the fuck out of there? Should you make breakfast? Should you cuddle with them until he wakes up? Should you wake him the fuck up and go get coffee? Boyfriend versus random hookup. You've never talked about this.
Okay. I'm surprised this bitch made it till the morning, to be honest.
Good point.
Because I'm fucking out of there. I can't fall asleep next to, like, a new guy. Hell to the fucking no. However, I will say this. I think that if you want to err on the side of caution, you need to wake up and get the fuck out. Because if it's a new guy, the last thing you want is for him to think that you potentially are into him, that you enjoyed the sex, that you like him whatsoever. Like, you do not want that on the first runaround. So, to answer your question, make him breakfast? Was that part of her fucking question?
Yeah.
That is an absolute no. Absolutely not. If you guys wake up and, like, he wants to make you breakfast, like, great. Free food, that's amazing. I have never experienced that. All I can hope for is, like, there wasn't a sex tape recorded that was, like, released to the world, you know? Those are my fucking standards. But I would say to get up and get the fuck out. And just be happy that, like, he remembers your name the next day. And not your Instagram. Make sure you're out of there first thing in the morning. Make sure he calls you your Uber. Okay, hit me up with the next one, Al.
Hey, Sophia. Now that you can buy a blue check mark on Instagram, will this help my chances of sliding in?
I would like to redirect this question to my mother because recently purchased the check mark and she called me, and this is how I know, like, she's young and with the times, but, like, not with the fucking times, because she calls me and she goes, oh my god, Sophia, Instagram personally asked me to get verified, and it seems like it was completely directed at me. I haven't heard this happening to anyone else. And so I agreed. And now, you know, I have a blue check mark. That's not, no. Everybody is being asked. Were you asked?
I was asked.
Okay. So.
And I'm too embarrassed to do it.
I told my mom to literally get a refund and tell them to remove the check mark. And then I was like, you know what? Just let her live a little. It's fine. But do you have a better chance of sliding in now? No, because the fact that this fake verification and you just pay a fucking subscription, that's common knowledge. So when I look through my DMs and I see the blue check mark, I automatically go and look to see when was this check mark added, because that's a feature. Mm-hmm. And you can see if it was added, you know, after March, da, 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 whenever they made this fucking feature a thing. So that's number one. Number two, if anything, I think that the fake blue check mark, which, I mean, to some degree, a lot of them are fake. It's like, oh, you knew someone at Instagram who, like, hooked it up. But sometimes it's so overtly fake. Like, you have 4 posts and 2,000 followers. You know what I'm saying? It's, like, very fucking obvious that you should not be verified. That is hurting your chances of getting pussy or getting penis. It goes both ways. So my advice to people would be, do not pay for that feature.
I agree.
I almost want to ask Instagram, like, can you take mine away? Because, like, now it's, like, an embarrassing thing. However, if you look at someone and they have a certain amount of followers engagement, then it's fine. But your profile won't lie. The check mark will, but, like, the stats and shit, they do not. And it's very apparent. And then it's really embarrassing.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/RS10 today.
Okay, next.
Hi, so I'm 23 and I've been wanting a boob job since I was in high school. However, my boyfriend of almost 3 years always gets mad at me whenever I bring it up. He's actually the sweetest guy and loves me a lot, but I know he likes to watch porn with some big titty bitches. So basically, I'm just wondering why he's so into that but doesn't want me to have bigger boobs. I've Googled it and talked to my friends about it, and they seem to wonder the same thing. Please let me know your thoughts on why guys like looking at girls with big tits but don't want their girlfriends to get the surgery.
Okay. This question has a lot of parts to it. First and foremost, I would say that the porn someone watches does not necessarily mean what they want in real life. For example, I like watching girl-on-girl porn. That was a horrible example because I also may or may not consider myself bisexual. I'm not sure. I'm figuring it out. Also, fuck labels. We're not into them. But you know what I'm saying? Like, this is something that could be a little bit of a trigger warning. It shouldn't. Forced sex. I find that really hot sometimes in the porn that I watch. Would I like sex forced upon me, you know, walking home after work? No, I wouldn't.
Little rapey?
No, it's not a little. It's straight up rape fantasy. Hence the fantasy, like in the porn world, that's one thing. In my real life, would I like that to happen to me? No, I like there to be consent. So the reason I bring that up is because just because he likes to watch these girls on the internet and jack off to it does not mean that's what he likes in real life. Also, there is nothing wrong with having small tits. I think that's a great thing. As someone who is part of the itty bitty titty committee, I think rock what you got, flaunt what you have. Gravity will be great for us. I believe so. I think that's how it works because we don't really have too much going on there. But also, if you want a boob job and getting a boob job is going to make your self-esteem better or you feel hotter and it's something that you really want, fuck your boyfriend. Why does he get to decide what you do to your body? You know what it is? He's fucking terrified that she's going to get a new rack. Mm-hmm. They're going to look amazing. She's going to leave him for a hotter dude. Her self-esteem went through the roof. And that's why he's really trying to stop you. A controlling mind fuck of a person.
Bam.
Bam. Or maybe he's just cheap as fuck and he doesn't want to pay for your boob job. Could that be it? Like, I don't know who's paying for this thing, but like, he may want the big ass tits, but he just doesn't want to put up the money for it. But also, just this is what I want, bottom line. Do not compare your like self-worth and how sexy you are and how into you he is to the porn he watches. I mean, guys literally used to get off to like Sears catalogs. Okay? So just, you don't compare. You just don't. Okay, moving on.
Sophia, loving the show. My man really wants me to edge him, and I don't know how to do this without it being awkward, as I'm usually the submissive one. It's literally one of his biggest turn-ons, so I want to figure it out, but I don't want to make it feel weird. Any tips?
Okay. I happen to have experience in this arena. I find it interesting that she thinks that edging her dude is a dominant role and takes her out of the submissive role, because in the relationship that I was in once upon a time where my ex was into that, I was always very submissive and he was the dominant one. And when we were kind of doing that edging role play, I didn't take on this like dominant role. It was just a different approach to getting him off. All you have to do is tease. That's what edging really at the end of the day is. You just need to tease the fuck out of him. And we have been told time and time again, Gluck 9000, that guys just want you to like deep throat, choke, die on the dick. And a lot of men don't. And so you take a different approach, and all it means is you're not blowing bubbles on the penis. You're taking it super, super slow. So for example, if you want to start just by using your hands before you even put your mouth on it, it's teasing 101, right? Use your hand, but barely, barely touching his dick. Like you're not like gripping it. He can barely feel it, and it's teasing. And you do that for a while, and then you start licking it, but you do it very slowly. You do it very coy, kind of shy. See, that's where I'm not getting, like, that's like submissive to me. And you just create a ton of fucking buildup. And that's what edging is. And the second he wants to come, uh-oh, my mouth just accidentally slipped off your penis. We're gonna have to start from the get-go. But all I'm gonna say is this guy better be worth it, because this shit can like take hours. All right, next.
Okay, this one's from a guy. Mm. I met a girl that I want to date. What are the do's and don'ts to avoid her from friend zoning me?
Okay. The do's and don'ts of friend zoning. So you met a girl. He wants to make sure he does not end up in the friend zone category. The friend zone is something that you allow to happen. People think like, oh, I was friend zoned. You weren't friend zoned. You made that an option. So right off the bat, you need to make it very clear that the little friend zone is not going to be an option for this bitch. And I think the way that you do that is you make your intentions from the get-go very clear. Don't be a fucking dick idiot and say, like, I don't want to just be friends, because then you look psychotic. I guess I'm not supposed to say psychotic anymore. That's like a little bit of a sensitive word. I apologize, TikTok. You don't want to come off too clingy, aggressive, and you want to leave a little mystique. So don't say we need to be more than friends. However, make it very clear that your intent with her is more than just a friend thing. So this has happened to me before. You hang out with someone, you have great conversation, you exchange phone numbers. Next day, I have no idea where it's going to lead. I don't know what it's going to be. However, he texts me saying little things like, when do I get to see you again? I want to see you again. He like puts in the effort to like get me on a phone call. And then once he gets me on the phone, he makes comments like, I loved our conversation. I'm a super busy guy. I could talk to you all day. Throw in little things to make it clear that this is not just a friend thing. Because you would not be saying that shit to your friend. I'm not calling you, Ali, and saying, no. Oh my God, I could do this shit all day with you.
No. You're not.
I mean,
actually, now I'm thinking about
Okay, but that's after years and years and years and years of friendship, and we say it in a very different way. This is when you first meet someone, that is how you approach it, right?
Yeah, I agree.
And so you make it flirty, and then I think you can start to lean into like the sexual comments
mm-hmm.
with taste.
Mm-hmm. This is what I would suggest is okay. like not talking to them about other guys. That's friend zone right there.
Yeah. You asking like, oh my mm-mm. God, like what's going on with your ex?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you talking? Like, no.
No.
Because then you just friend zoned yourself.
Yep.
Her talking about men to you off limits. And if she does talk about them to you, be like, ugh, can we talk about something else?
Right.
That makes it very clear. How about this? Don't be her friend.
That's a great one.
Don't be her motherfucking friend. You know what? You guys can go on dates. She can go to your house. You guys can do whatever the fuck you want, but y'all are not friends, okay? And that's it. I mean, there's just a vibe you give off, you know?
Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Is your child struggling with a specific subject or need help with homework? Are they asking questions that you're not sure you can fully answer? IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL is designed. This program will improve your kids' grades. Studies done in almost every state in the country, the kids who had IXL are consistently doing better. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid no matter the age or personality. And it doesn't have to eat up all your time. One subscription gets you everything for all the kids in your home, pre-K to 12th grade. So don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/audio. Visit IXL.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Okay, hit me with the next one. I feel like I'm on fire. I'm ready to fucking destruct and destroy.
You really are. Hello, Sophia. Would love your input. I often go through my son's phone because he is 14 and I'm worried about bullying, etc. I found out that he's been downloading a shit ton of MILF porn. I'm a single mom, but my boyfriend thinks it's hilarious. I'm a bit more concerned about why the fuck he's into old chicks. Any advice?
Okay, first of all, I just want to say congratulations on being such a good mom. You're doing something right if that's what he is looking up to, you know?
So fucked up.
Okay, I guess my question is like, when did you stop breastfeeding? Oh my God, MILF porn? That has nothing to do with you, honey. Like, love you, but like, don't flatter yourself. I'm pretty sure that is the number one most requested porn.
It is.
Or watched porn, isn't it?
I think so. It's either that or like stepbrother, stepsister, but right. I'm pretty sure MILF porn is like top.
At least top three. Yeah. At least.
Yes.
So for your 14-year-old to be into that has nothing to do with you. It should not make you feel weird. Trust me, there are some things that he could be into that would be a lot more concerning. I can tell you that right now. I'm not going to say them out loud because I will get in a lot of trouble. But like, honestly, if I had a 14-year-old kid and I went through his phone and it was like he was into anime porn, I'd be like, stop, like, grow the fuck up. Stop being a little pussy. You're going to be watching MILF porn. Just kidding. We don't kink shame. And for the record, I was super in love with Kovu from Lion King 2. And that, I'm pretty sure, is when I first felt myself get horny. So I have no shade. I know Kovu on Lion King is different than anime, but there's nothing wrong with your son being into that. And he's probably bored of all the 14-year-old girls around him and what they look like. He just wants something that looks a little different. A little like his mom. Okay. Moving on.
Okay. Hi, Sloot. I'm currently living in an apartment with my significant other, and we're both on the lease, but he is ready to buy a house. Great. The problem is, it will be his house as he is taking the loan. I don't feel 100% comfortable with taking the step moving in without a further commitment, and he isn't ready to get engaged yet. The relationship is great. Everything with us is great. I'd hate to not move in and purposely ruin our relationship, but I'm feeling a little uneasy. Advice, please.
Thank you for really believing in me and thinking that I could give great advice on home equity and ownership in a home and how all of that shit works. I mean, I could ask my mom, but like, I don't know exactly how that goes down. However, what I do know is, if you're not paying rent in this new home, I kind of don't think it's the worst thing in the world. Because that means all of your money is going into savings and you can skedaddle if things don't work. That's part of how I feel. Also, do you know how many broke bitches there are out here? Do you know how many men cannot fucking afford a mortgage and could not buy a home? So you gotta give him kudos to being able to do that. However, if I were to move in with someone and be picking out furniture, I mean, do you know how hard it is to furnish a home? I don't even care if I'm not paying for it, you know, and the guy's just giving me fun money and I can do whatever the fuck I want. It's fucking hard work. I mean, my apartment, I don't even have a painting up yet. I've been waiting for Mr. Ludwig for 6 months. I'm not even kidding. But if you're going to put all that time and effort into making a house a home, I think you need to make sure you're either on that motherfucking mortgage, you have some ownership to some degree, or there is something protecting you. And if there is not, and he's not ready to get engaged, don't move in. How about that? Okay, he's playing chess. We're out here playing checkers. That's totally fine. Then that means we don't need to live together until we decide to get engaged, which Allie and I were just having this conversation. And I really used to be under the impression that this is how a relationship goes. And this is kind of the regular trajectory. It goes, you meet, you guys like each other, he takes you to dinner, you guys get more feelings, you have sex, then you guys decide to be boyfriend and girlfriend, then you guys move in, then somewhere, you know, a few years into living with each other, you think it's time to get engaged, then you get married, then you have kids. I think all of that shit is bullshit now. I think that if you are ready to make the commitment to live with someone, you should be ready to make the commitment to get engaged. I don't know about you, but I am not at a point in my life that I would be like, okay, I feel comfortable moving in with this person without knowing if marriage is on the table. Like, that is crazy
to move in with someone and not even know if marriage is a possibility for you guys.
Right. Well, it's a security like factor, right? He could just, what, kick you out of the house at some random point?
Right.
Like, there's that.
Right. That's what I wouldn't like about it. Unless she's not paying for rent and she is like just saving up all her money, but it's still fucked up. Yeah. I mean, what is he going to be like, you know, I put all your shit in trash bags or waiting outside? No. Girlfriend, give him an ultimatum or don't move in with him, period. Okay, next.
Okay. Hey, Sophia, love the pod and I'm so proud of you and all the work you've been putting in. So I have a problem. My boyfriend and I have been dating for 2.5 years, and within the last year, I've started to be grossed out after having sex with him. I'll be super into him before and during sex, but the second I come, I want him off of me and away from me for at least an hour. Mm. It's literally happened every time we fucked in the last year. Is this normal or is it a sign we should break up?
Ooh. I've had a situation where I would hook up with a dude and then my initial reaction, like after I had an orgasm, would be to like push him away. But it wasn't because I was grossed out. It was more so like, ooh, that was a really intimate thing. Let's make sure it does not escalate and there's no more intimacy. How far into the relationship?
2.5 years.
Okay, so 2.5 years. So that can't be the case. She's been dating him for that long and is now getting grossed out after she comes.
But it's been happening within the last year.
Okay. Does that mean you necessarily need to break up? No. Is it giving me the vibe that maybe you're not that into him? Yeah. Because what other reasoning could there be? Actually, you know what? I have heard about this from a friend. And this is way out of my lane. And I do not have a MD. But my friend has bipolar disorder. And she told me that something similar used to happen with her and her ex. And it was like she would get the serotonin, the oxytocin.
Tocin. Oxytocin.
I make the best doctor. Fucking get your tokens. Like what? And but once she got that, then it was like she had a visceral reaction. Like, I'm done. Get out. I'm over it. So I don't know. Maybe there could be like a, you know, mental thing going on there. Maybe you're just not that into him anymore and you really just want to get your fucking O. What this really is the post-nut clarity, which I will tell people who don't know, is when a guy comes, and this is very, very, very fucking common. Once a dude ejaculates, he isn't necessarily repulsed by you, because I don't want to give you guys that impression. He just, his soul left his body and he needs to kind of be left alone. He's not in his right mind. You don't really exist to him. And the clarity has hit him so fucking hard that he could be repulsed by you. Which I'm pretty sure I just completely contradicted myself. But you know what? It is 2023 and maybe bitches are now out here having post-nut clarity. Maybe that's what this shit is. We are now getting our fucking orgasm in and it's clearing up our fucking minds. And we're like, damn, you are really a disgusting fuck. But thank you, you know, for making me come. I like it. 2023, women, post-nut clarity. Now we fucking own that shit. Mm-hmm. Also, another thing that I would like to add. I would like to know why she feels grossed out after. She's having an orgasm. So whatever he's doing during sex is great. What is he doing post-coming that is making her grossed out? Is he talking in a baby voice all of a sudden?
Ooh. Is he not helping clean up?
Is he not helping fucking clean up? Is he trying to, like, you know, bore you and, like, talk about his fucking day at work?
Throw sports on.
Is he asking for a massage? You know what I'm saying? It's like, what are his actions after you guys are fucking that's maybe, like, grossing you the fuck out? You know what I actually, you know what's something that does gross me out? Is after sex, it's one thing if a guy says, that was so fucking hot. I like that. Thank you. Mm-hmm. I like that confirmation. But when a dude, tell me this has happened, stands up and they're walking in the bathroom and they're like, oh my God, like I fucking needed that. Like, thank God. Like, you know what I'm saying? And they like go off and off and off on how badly they needed that and how much better they feel. Like, oh my God, I feel so much better.
I feel like, you know what? Guys that say that are probably not making sure that their girls are coming.
So true.
Right?
So true.
Like, oh, I needed that. Okay.
Yeah. So maybe, you know what?
Maybe she's not coming.
Yeah, girlfriend, have you ever had an orgasm and are you sure you're actually coming? But I mean, I get it. Sometimes I don't want to lay there and cuddle. Maybe this bitch is busy. Maybe she's like, thank you. That took an hour. It takes women, you know, a second to reach orgasm. And now I have shit to do.
To feel like this for a year, though, that's kind of a long time.
Yeah. If you're feeling grossed out after every sexcapade you have with your partner 2.5 years later, maybe it is time to break up. Or you need to really fucking narrow down what it is that's grossing you out. Because it can't be his cum face. Like, you knew what that thing looked like within, you know, the first few months. But I'm here for you, baby doll, if you want to send a follow-up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, next.
I've been with my baby daddy for almost 10 years. He was an alcoholic for the first 4 years of our relationship and only got sober because he went to jail. However, he's done some fucked up shit to me. During quarantine, I gained 15 pounds. I can tell that it bothers him and our sex life has gone downhill because of it. I'm home with our kids 24/7 and he doesn't help me at all. Every time I bring it up, he gets mad and makes me feel like I'm the one who's in the wrong. I feel like I'm constantly walking on eggshells. What advice do you have for someone going through what I'm going through? I'm turning 30 and just want to be happy.
I feel like I just watched a telenovela and I'm like trying to like take it all in. Whatever, her boyfriend goes to prison, she stands by him. He was an alcoholic, but then went to prison. They don't really serve alcohol there. So then he got sober. Then he comes back. She's 15 pounds heavier because COVID, whatever. Their sex life is not doing well. He will not be a part of the child's life. Or he will, but like he won't really help out. I'm not really hearing a positive.
No.
like I'm waiting to see the light at the end of the tunnel, the silver lining. And I'm not really hearing it anywhere. You're taking care of your kids from top to bottom. Unless this dude is running a Fortune 500 company, working 20-hour days, then there's no reason why he shouldn't be helping you out with your kids. And you don't need a fifth kid, aka this guy. No. And you should not have to beg him. Also, I just think there's something that comes with waiting for someone in prison. The amount of loyalty to wait and stand by someone who is incarcerated. If I do that for you, the second you get out of the fucking slammer, I expect you to kiss the ground I walk on and do whatever the fuck I say.
Yeah, the disrespect.
Simon Says, okay? Right hand up, left foot out, wiggle it about. Like, you do exactly what I fucking demand. So, baby girl, I am sorry. You have kids and you are having to take care of them by yourself. I mean, you did it once while he was, you know, behind bars. You can do it again. And fuck this guy. I'm not seeing what he's bringing to the table. And as far as the weight gain, I don't know if that's your thing, because sometimes it is. Sometimes it's not the dude, and it's just the girl doesn't feel great about her body, so it affects, you know, the sex life overall. Maybe he doesn't give a fuck. But if he's hating on you because you put on 15 pounds, because you weren't eating prison food, you know what I'm saying? And had 12 hours a day to work out, fuck him. But good luck.
Break up with him.
Break up. You'll be much happier. Not good luck. Break up. Thank you.
Okay. Sophia, my boyfriend has a problem with hygiene. I didn't notice until we got serious and started spending almost every day together. Sometimes I notice he will not brush his teeth for a whole day and skip 2 to 3 days between showers. I really love him, but this is a huge turnoff, especially because I have gotten BV and UTIs from this unwashed dick before. I love him very much and have brought this to his attention, but he won't realize that I noticed and will just not do it. He is 33 years old and has a good job.
He's 33 and not taking a shower, brushing his teeth?
I can't. I know the obvious answer would be to dump him, but is there anything else I can do? I'm not ready to give this up. I'm confused because she knows the obvious answer.
Is to what?
Would be to dump him.
Is it?
That's what she said.
But I mean, come on. If you are completely in love head over heels with someone and they have everything going for them, they just have like a little hygiene issue.
It doesn't sound like it's a little.
You know what I think? Fight fire with fire.
That's a good one.
But go
worse.
No showering, no perfume, no deodorant. BV, we're going to let that one fly. We're not going to take care of it. That could fuck with your vaginal health in the long run, but let your freak flag fly and see how he reacts. I think that's like a fucking great way to handle it. And then maybe it will get through to him. And none of this double standard bullshit. Like, oh my God, women should be clean. No, we all should, just as humans. That's just what we should be doing. I think that's what you should do, baby girl. Or, you know, bring it up to him and be like, you disgust me. And we're not fucking until you get your shit together. Withhold the pussy, which you should have been from day one, considering he's giving you UTIs and a bacterial infection back to back to back. Be like, I am protecting not only me as a person, but my vagina as a vagina. And so until you decide to clean it up, you won't be hanging out with either of us. You know what I'm saying? That's what I would say. That's gross though. 33. I was expecting like some high school shit.
Yeah.
All right, hit me with the next one.
Hi, Sophia. PH. By the way. My boyfriend and I dated 2 years, and his family and I got really close, especially his dad and I. When we broke up, his dad and I slept together. Keep in mind, his parents are married. We recently got back together, and now it's weird every time I see his parents. Should I break up with my boyfriend and move on, or should I stay knowing I had bomb sex with his dad? Also, I'm close to his sister. She's my best friend.
Okay. Can we just start off with the fact that this person must be a huge fan of the fucking show to be writing "Hey Sophia" with a PH?
Yeah, what's that about?
And the show is literally called Sophia with an F. So thank you so much for being my number one true ride or die from day one bitch. But I still love you if you're subscribed and giving me listens. So basically, to break this down, girl has boyfriend and ends up fucking boyfriend's dad and is wondering if that's weird.
It sounds like they were broken up, if that makes it any better.
It's fair game, honestly, if they're broken up. What is he gonna say? It's like when you tell someone you're on a break. But what I noticed about this fucking question, she starts it by saying, I dated this guy for 2 years, and as a family, we got really close. Then I fucked his dad. Like, I feel like it should be fucking flip-flopped. Like, maybe you got really, really close to the family after you fucked the dad. I don't think it was, like, before. I think after is when you really, like, put the fucking seal on how close you guys were. I think, A, why are you asking me this question? Because you know what the correct answer is. B, if you do want to like run with it and roll with it, then, you know, your boyfriend is no longer your boyfriend. It's your motherfucking son.
Oh,
motherfucking stepson. Nicki Minaj shit. And his sister would be your daughter. So basically you have two stepkids and the mom. We forgot about the mom.
Yep.
It sounds like she wasn't really that cool to begin with, because you mentioned how close you were to the boyfriend, to the sister, and obviously to the dad because his penis was inside of you. You never once mentioned a relationship with the mom, so therefore voted off the island. Don't you agree?
I agree.
I think they just leave the mom like stranded somewhere, and then they just go off and the dynamics are back in town and good to go.
I know.
Okay. I think that I have really just blessed the entire nation and the world with my knowledge and my insight. And Sleuths, I love you guys a lot. You know, we're all going through something, whether it's fucking not taking a shower or, oh, your kid looking at porn that seems similar to what you look like, or your boyfriend telling you not to get a fucking boob job when that's what you want. We're all dealing with something. Allie and I are obviously dealing with something, hence why we're sitting on this couch right now and she's hosting my fucking show that's called Sophia with an F. But I love doing episodes like these, and what I want to start doing is start incorporating like live call-ins. And so I just like talk to the Sleuths live and we just like hash it out right then and there. That will be coming soon. But until then, you guys, I will talk to you next week. You know where to find me. Sophia with an F, Franklin with a Y on all social media platforms. Al, do you want to plug?
Ali Asmar.
Mm-hmm. On
all of it.
All of it. All of the above.
I am on private right now, but maybe there should be a petition for me to go public.
I've asked you to go public 50 times.
I know.
Oh my God. Someone get through to this girl. Okay, Sleuths, I love you, and I will talk to you next week, and we'll update you on the Las Vegas complete work-related retreat. Bye.
Bye.